This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
I'm from the Empire State. That's
that is just a classic song. Well, it's no question if you've been in New York over the past few months that the city is back. NYC & Company, it's the professional organization that handles marketing for New York City. It says that this year, the city is expected to host 56.4 million visitors. That's up from 32.9 million in 2020, which of course saw the onset of the pandemic and a huge decline in international visitors, as well as domestic ones as well. Next year, the organization, though, expects visitors to surpass those 2019 levels, officially declaring New York on the rise once again. We've got with us Tiffany Townsend, Executive Vice President for Global Communications at New York & Company, joining us this afternoon via Zoom from New York City, of course. Tiffany, how are you?
I'm doing well. That's right. Joining you live from New York City. It's good to be with you guys. Thanks for having us.
It's good to have you with us this afternoon. So talk to me a little bit about what you're seeing when it comes to the data, because I was on New York & Company website earlier, and you have a host of just fantastic data about tourism, visitors, how much people are spending, how important this is to the overall economy. What makes you think that 23 is going to bring us back to levels that surpass 2019?
It's really just the activity we're seeing. I think there's been a lot of pent-up demand for travel ever since, you know, borders had started opening, and really even before the border started opening. I think you will hear people talk about things like sort of revenge travel, wanting to compensate and make up for lost time. And I think that's really what we're seeing. I think there's always been a desire for people to come to New York. It's sort of an aspirational destination. So people want to make their first trip and then they come back and they want to come back again. New York is a very dynamic place. It's always changing. And so we like to remind people that even if you've been here five times, that next time you come is going to be very, very different. And so I think the numbers are really beginning to bear that out. Right now, we're expecting that by the end of 2022, we'll see about 85% of our visitation return, and that's 85% of what our record high was of 66.6 million in 2019, just before everything closed. And so we're still on track to see that. We like to sort of leave a little space at the end of the year, because the holiday season between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve and New Year's is really a time when we tend to see about 30% of our incoming visitation. So there's a huge influx of travelers to New York City at this time of year. And so by all the indicators that we're seeing, we're going to see about 85% of that visitation return for this year. And that really puts us in a great position to go into 2023 with even higher numbers.
It's really interesting, Tiffany. It sounds like you're not having any sort of negative impact from a rise in COVID cases, flu cases. We're still seeing a lot of visitors this year.
We're certainly seeing a lot of visitors this year. In this holiday period, we can expect to see about 6.5 million people, and that's across both domestic and international. And certainly the city has taken, I think, a very proactive approach to providing both protocols and information for both residents and visitors in terms of any concerns or hesitations that they may have about traveling to New York City with COVID cases still being something that's top of mind for everybody.
What about the holidays, right, in these next couple of weeks? And to what extent we're actually seeing a return to 2019 levels, or what you predict now? I mean, are we 100% back?
We're not 100% back, but we are getting there. New York, it certainly has returned. So we will see roughly 6.5 million visitors between now and New Year's Eve. And so that really does put us on a continued upward trend, which we have seen throughout this year. And we also saw it in 2021. You will remember that the borders opened for a number of countries or right around just a little bit over a year ago. It's probably about November or so. And so, you know, as restrictions continue to ease globally, that will only continue to bolster and help create that continued influx that's going to get us back to that full recovery.
I've got a question for you, Tiffany, as we sit here in Midtown, which is also the neighborhood I choose to live in. Nobody really understands why, myself included. But
because you can walk to work.
Because I can walk to work.
It's amazing.
Because I can walk to work because we got a Trader Joe's here. But I wonder if the death of Midtown, quote unquote, is impacting holiday activities, tourism at all.
But talk about what you mean by that, Madison, for people who don't spend a lot of time here. I mean, sure. You do walk around you walk around this part of the city and it doesn't look like it looked back in 2019.
It's a ghost town. I mean, I used to thoroughly enjoy my afternoon shopping breaks at the Zara and American Eagle across the street that have now just become these empty building mainstays of the neighborhood. But I do think of Midtown as a really good go-to spot for a lot of these holiday activations. You've got the Christmas market, you've got Rockefeller Center, of course. Are we seeing more people flock to this neighborhood of the city to enjoy those holiday activities? Or have we seen that the business crowd working from home is having an impact on that?
Well, you are still seeing that people are continuing to work from home. I think, you know, sort of the office experience, as we know it, is forever changed by the pandemic. But I think that is a little bit, you know, there's a little bit of separation between there and what we're seeing for overall leisure travel. And we obviously do make the distinction between how leisure travelers behave and business travelers behave. I will tell you on a personal note, I was in Midtown last weekend.
Tiffany.
It was quite full, which is something that I happen to love to see. And so, So I think that there we're certainly seeing that influx. There are a lot of activations that are taking place throughout the city, certainly on Sundays in December, to also help sort of manage the crowds and continue to invite people in. There are open streets. I think it's from 12 to 6 on 3 Sundays in December. And I think that's a great way to sort of encourage people to come back. And then you have that space along Fifth Avenue to roam and to shop and to see the tree and to see the windows and to see the lights. It was just really sort of the magic that is New York City at this time of year.
Okay, so I was digging into New York and Company, New York and Co., doing some research ahead of this interview, Tiffany, and I had a hard time understanding who exactly funds the organization. 2,000 member organizations, I know, fund it. Are those member organizations, are they businesses? Is this an association that is supported by businesses within the city? Is it taxpayer funded at all because of the economic impact that tourism has on New York?
Well, we are a not-for-profit organization, and part of it is that we are a membership organization. So to your point, all of the cities, all of the businesses and sort of everything that makes up tourism is a part of who is our membership. So it's the hotels, it's the museums, it's the attractions, the tour operators, et cetera. So it is a wide variety, but the best way to sort of help you think about that and give it perspective, it is really all of those businesses and all of those organizations that make your travel experience what it is and sort of contribute to that. And
but so is there any public funding? Is there any partnership with the city of New York, the mayor's office?
Yes, we do receive some public funds as well.
Is that from the city or from the state?
From the city primarily.
Cool. Makes sense. Thank you for clearing that up for me. Kind of hard for me to
find. No problem. Happy to.
No, it's really interesting. I think Tim is asking the hard-hitting questions here. I just want to know how Tim and I...
Where do you get your money?
I just want to know where to spend my time in this incredible city that I love so much. Tiffany, Tim and I are both going to be working the entire week between Christmas and the New Year.
I'm sorry to hear that.
any big fun events that you think that we should keep our eyes on, that we should try to play hooky from the chair here and experience?
Well, I would say, I mean, if you're in Midtown and you haven't done the tree and Fifth Avenue and the windows, like do that. That
it's
is
so
like the
nice.
Easiest thing. You can run downstairs, right between segments or, you know, before your show starts and see the windows and see the tree and see all the lights. But there are a lot of, you know, there's always a lot of pop-up activations. I think you alluded to this before. Flatiron area and sort of Madison Square Park has that. Out in Queens, there's a new Amaze light exhibit over at Citi Field.
I've never done that.
So that's really exciting. You have the classics. You have up at the Bronx Botanical Garden. You have the train show. That's, you know, 30.
I already have tickets for that, Tiffany, for January.
Oh, you do. Excellent.
Taking the toddler. Fantastic. They're hard to get tickets. You got to get them early. The thing is so popular. Tiffany Townsend, Executive Vice President for Global Communications at New York & Co., joining us via Zoom from, of course, New York City. You're listening and watching Bloomberg Business Week.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.